You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Earlier this week was the cut-off date for Council's buyout scheme for homeowners impacted by last year's floods and Cyclone Gabrielle. Over 7,000 properties were impacted by 2023's storms, but fewer than half of that number have registered for an assessment to qualify for the scheme. Additionally, the Deputy Auditor General has recently published a follow-up report titled Improving Auckland Council's Emergency Preparedness. The report found that Auckland Council has made significant progress in responding to the recommendations of the three reviews and will continue to advance this work through its 2024-25 work program. However, the report said more work is needed to fully implement, embed and test these changes and to provide assurance to the public that Auckland Council is ready for the next emergency. I caught up with Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics. So Monday was the cut-off date for Council's buyout scheme for flood-hit homeowners. Firstly, what is this scheme and what support does it provide for these homeowners?
Yeah, so the scheme is to buy out homes where we have a Category 3 situation. And what that means is that the house is has an intolerable risk to life, and so we have to encourage people as much as possible to move on, and there's no feasible intervention, so we can't really fix the problem. We're going to have more storms, and that's going to produce a risk to life that's intolerable from a health and safety perspective. So those homeowners are eligible for a voluntary buyout by council with government funding as well.
Fewer than half, about 45% of homeowners affected by last year's floods registered for an assessment to determine whether they qualify for council's buyout scheme to improve the flood resilience of their property before the end of the cutoff date. Why do you think the majority of these homeowners didn't register?
Yeah, so in terms of registration, we've got about 15 months to do that. And what we found is that the people generally that have registered are the ones that have the most need. So ones where their homes have been particularly badly affected. I think there'll be people that will have been affected by the storms that saw more minor damage and decided to just kind of get on with it and get things fixed and done. But we've spent this whole time encouraging as many people as possible to register so we can get that assessment. So, you know, those stats are a little bit disappointing, but I do see reasons behind it as well.
Will there be any other opportunities for homeowners impacted by floods to get similar consideration and support from council?
Yeah, so the registration period has closed. It closed on the 30th of September. And the reason why it kind of had to do that after kind of a 15-month period is because we have a funding packet that is limited. And it has a time limit on that as well as a funding limit. And so to get that kind of money spent before the end of the time, we need to give as much time as possible to assess these properties and start paying out, which we've started doing. So there had to be a cut-off at some point, and it's just been reached now. So apologies, I'm on the bus. But yes, so that's where we're at the moment. And look, if you are affected, you know, there's no harm in calling council and just letting us know. I'm not sure if there's anything that we can do given that things have expired, but it's definitely worth giving a shout.
Homeowners who qualify for the buyout scheme are being offered buyout prices according to the valuation of their homes as of 26th of January, a day before the Auckland anniversary floods. Some owners have expressed concerns about LIM reports and potential impacts on property valuation. Should this be a concern, do you think?
You know, like everything, there had to be a date that we had to pick at some point. And there was a, you know, furious debate about all aspects of the scheme, and this bit was kind of no different. We saw this date as kind of the most fair that we could possibly make it for residents, right? Because we do have a limited funding packet, but the whole point of all of this funding is to get people, you know, as much as possible back on their feet and out of a really dangerous situation. So we had to pick a date at some point. And, you know, there is always that issue about LIMS that's been kind of well canvassed. But it's, yeah, something that we had to pick.
In light of the buyout scheme, sticking on the same subject of emergency responses, in a new report, Deputy Auditor General has said that Council is continuing to make progress in its work to improve the city's emergency preparedness. What are some of the key changes Council has made as progress since flooding in 2023 under Auckland Emergency Management?
Yes, I'm pretty glad to report we've come a long way from the bad old days of a real lack of preparedness that was shown up, and it was shown up in those reports as well. Look, honestly, for example, one of our evacuation centres was right next to a stream, which obviously got flooded on the night immediately, and so we had to sort of find another place. That was like just an example of the huge sort of stuff that we needed to fix. We've been doing things like training drills. We did huge, large-scale exercises twice. And we've been looking at the policies kind of behind the scenes to make sure that we're match fit from a security preparedness situation. And you know, I'm confident we're making great strides towards that.
Two independent reviews commissioned by Council into its response to the 2023 floods, as well as the June 2023 performance audit, Auckland Council preparedness for responding to an emergency, identified the need for a significant program of improvements to Auckland Council's emergency preparedness. Auckland Council accepted the recommendations of all three reviews. What are Council's plans to continue implementing the 51 recommendations of the three reviews?
Yeah, so we have an entire committee dedicated to civil defence and emergency preparedness, and that will be monitoring these reports and making sure that we implement all the recommendations. Yeah, it's something that we've put our hand up and say, look, this is exactly what we needed to do, is fix this sort of situation. We need more dedicated staff with dedicated training. We need plans that we can roll out at a moment's notice to get people safe. And this is the sort of stuff we've had to work on. So I'm really proud of our progress, actually. But, you know, there's always work to do.
And the Auditor General also said that while Council holds a key leadership role in helping to ensure community readiness, emergency preparedness in Auckland is not the responsibility of Auckland Council alone. What are some ways Auckland Council would recommend to Aucklanders to help establish their individual emergency responses?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good point. So Council has a role, central government has a role, but the individual as well has a role to prepare. So one of the things that I would suggest is that you have a bit of a go bag ready to go. So you've got some water, some canned food, you know, medications and things, everything that you would need if you had to rush out of your home. You can survive for a day or so on some provisions before we get our sort of emergency shelters ready. That's one of the things that we can do. So that's just what we've always said, is getting yourself prepared and also, you know, kind of things like knowing where your exits are, knowing what the hazards are, all that kind of stuff. You can work on this kind of stuff as a family. I reckon that you do that. That is a really good thing to do.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson speaking to me about Council's progress on its emergency response systems and the buyout scheme for homeowners impacted by floods.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.